To be laid at soldiers' graves next weekend around the country. And 200,000 more donated wreaths are going to be laid at locations around the globe. A judge in Miami getting heat for taking too much in campaign donations.
Florida's state Supreme Court says a state circuit judge from Miami will need to pay a $5,000 fine in addition to being reprimanded for taking a $125,000 loan from her father to help her run for her seat on the bench back in 2008. Judge Yvonne Colodny says she took the loan from her dad but didn't think she had to report it. That violates a $500 limit on campaign contributions. While the high court doesn't think her actions affect her impartiality, they will reprimand her publicly. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
And I'm Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Today we got some cloudy skies, few showers here and there with a high of 60. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight out there, cloudy with occasional rain showers, low of 45. South-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday we're going to have overcast with rain showers, high of 63. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the southeast winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 12 seconds, and southwest 3 to 4 feet at 14 seconds. Tonight out there, southeast winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds, and on Sunday we're going to have the southeast winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, and a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds, with southwest 3 to 4 feet at 15 seconds. And as far as your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, no major incidents to report at this time. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080, and I will report it. Current temperatures, it's 50 degrees in Watsonville, 55 in Monterey, and 55 in Salinas. We're at 54 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO studios. Official time is 10:06 and 40 seconds on this Saturday, December 4th. Up next, we've got the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Did we have a fun time or what?
Oh, man.
Tomorrow night, too. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Did we is past tense and tomorrow is future tense.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
about. I do.
Last night.
That means we really had a fun time. When you
right, it's still
you say
in
it
my
that
blood,
way.
I guess. You are incredibly talented.
You sang a couple songs and you did awesome.
Now, you're just saying that because I said that you're incredibly talented.
No, I'm not. I've never heard you sing like in a, you know, like with a karaoke machine and whatnot.
But you have
you
heard.
You did great. You're not tone deaf or anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
You have heard, but I have a scratchy voice that can't, you know, keep.
Well,
I can carry a tune.
You
for
pick
sure.
You pick good songs, so you couldn't tell.
Okay, now there's one song that I really wanted to do.
What was it?
Well, here, it's a...
I had some trouble with my baby, so I had my fortune read. I had some trouble with my baby, and this is what the gypsy said. The gypsy cried.
They didn't have it. I mean, it was a wonderful karaoke company that we hired. In fact, we're going to be hearing, something tells me we're going to be hearing a lot from them on the radio here. Karaoke sound company, Eve Whitaker. Fun and entertainment for all ages. Now, we always have, you know, we always have fun at our annual holiday parties. But don't you think it was extraordinary last night?
Oh, yeah. Best ever.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't say that because I haven't been to the too far back, but
yeah,
seriously,
no,
but they were great.
And I've been to all of them, and I think it was.
You have, yeah. Well, and the thing is that not only was there karaoke, but they also played some really good music to dance to.
Yeah, these people know what they're doing. Anyhow, we're gonna do our KSCO Idol, a version of it or something, one of these days with these gang with this. So anyhow, we're looking forward to that. But I gotta ask you something because you know about things like this. You and I have been farting around with a little karaoke on and off on the Saturday special for years. So I know that you can sing, but I didn't know you could belt it out like you did last night. It was just absolutely amazing. But there are two artists that I just am awestruck by. And when I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio a lot, and I used to do lip syncing, okay? And you know that I can lip sync pretty well, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, you're almost a professional lip syncer.
Yeah, and by the way, we will be replacing the Alex Jones video on KSCO.com with the video of me lip syncing, you know, 25 years ago.
I love that video.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, we'll put that up so people
can... It needs
can,
to be up.
Yeah. But that's all I ever did. I was always ashamed to put my voice in there because I didn't know what it would sound like. And if it didn't sound good, you're self-conscious, you know? But I guess when you get older, you don't care about those sorts of things.
Yep.
People don't like you. They don't have to listen.
Whatever, yeah.
You know? Now, someone once, didn't you get a few complaints, you know, a while back when I did some karaoke on the radio with you saying,
yeah,
I'm going to turn the station out. I'm going to never listen if he ever does karaoke.
There's always complaints, though. You're never not going to get a complaint about anything.
Do you believe that when people say they're going to never listen again, it's really the opposite? They're going to listen more and more?
Well, it's either the opposite or it's they're taking a break and then they come back and they're like, all right.
Right.
It's but... People that go to drastic measures like that, I don't know. You know what I mean? You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater kind of thing.
Now, that's a wonderful expression. How many people in real life do you think have actually thrown the baby out with the bathwater?
No one, but it's funny because it's an extreme, and that's what I think that people do sometimes is they go to extremes.
If we could actually find someone who has thrown the baby out with the bathwater, I would love to interview that person on the Saturday special.
Negligent mother.
Okay, you know what I just realized? This is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. Hey, wait a minute. I can't. I'm fitting with the wrong mouse here. Okay, we haven't started the show officially, so let's do that. Okay.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know.
I just realized I have ADD, attention deficit disorder. I started to say how I'm awestruck by certain artists, specifically Lou Christie, you know, the Gypsy Cry that you just heard for the first time, I guess, apparently. And there's someone else, Roy Orbison. Both of these guys are absolutely amazing in their vocal range. I mean, they do great vocals within like three octaves. It's absolutely incredible. I want to be just like them.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Very productive week for MZ this last week, and I won't go into great detail, but maybe later, but when I was out on one of my up and down walks at KSCO North this week, I was listening to my iPhone, as I am prone to do when I'm walking by myself, which is most of the time. It would be rude to do that if I was walking with someone else, huh, right? So I like to use the iPhone or the iPod as my companion when I'm out walking, getting exercise. And there are thousands and thousands of not only songs, but audio files on my iPhone. And they just sort of come up. And some of these things are like from years and years ago. And this one came up when I was walking on, Wednesday, whenever it was. And it just sort of brought me back to 2002. And I thought that we would play it now. So let's just do that, okay? Yeah, let's, if I can get this thing to start playing, I think it'll start playing.
The following is a KSCO editorial. Here is KSCO co-owner Kay Zwirling.
About 60 years ago, the winds of World War II began. Adolf Hitler planned to control all of Europe first and then the world. To avert war, Britain's Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain had Hitler agree to settle for taking over just one country, Czechoslovakia. Chamberlain returned to England and proclaimed to the world that now famous quote, "There will be peace in our time." He was wrong. Hitler soon after took over Poland. The Allies ordered the German army out of Poland or face war. That was the beginning of World War II. Chamberlain and the Allies learned a bitter lesson. Appeasement does not work. It only allows the enemy more time to become stronger. It only delays the inevitable. Who in his civilized mind could ever have imagined Hitler's final solution, the total annihilation of the Jews in Europe? Today, history revisionists claim that the unthinkable never could have happened, and they leave that world event out of the history books. The Holocaust happened. It was a tribute to man's inhumanity to man. 6 million Jews were burned in the ovens of concentration camps. A part of my family was wiped out. My own horrified German sister-in-law tells how many Germans at that time wondered about the strange smell that permeated the atmosphere around Munich. It was not our finest hour either. Our own President Franklin Roosevelt denied refuge to a shipload of Jews in New York Harbor and forced them to turn back to Germany to be incinerated. I was a child of about 12 and remember all that well. One may wonder why the Jews went to the concentration camps so passively. The answer is that Hitler's first edict, once in power, was to confiscate all firearms, so the people were powerless. So now I say to all those marching for peace now, change your placard messages. You're not marching for peace. You're marching for appeasement, and appeasement is deadly. By the way, everyone wants peace, not just the protesters. However, realists understand that allowing years of stockpiling weapons of mass destruction by the proven monster Saddam Hussein can no longer be tolerated. Saddam Hussein must be removed now, before he obtains and uses nuclear power. He has gassed his own people and, for minor offenses, cuts out their tongues and ears and chops off their hands. It is way past time to liberate the people of Iraq, who pray every day to be free of Saddam's hell. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.
And that was 8 years ago. Fast forward. So what do you think? Got any comments on that? Anybody out there? 831-47... What's the phone number here? 479-1080. While we're waiting for callers, let's talk to Kay herself. Welcome, Ma.
Hi.
Hi. So you hadn't heard that in a long time, right?
Yeah, I was... intrigued with my younger voice.
Oh, it's pretty close to the same now, I'd say. But that's 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And right on. I mean, I was goosebumps, chills in my spine when I heard that when I was walking up a steep hill. Then I heard the end part about, you know, the weapons of mass destruction and so forth. And, of course, that never happened.
We don't know. It's never been resolved. I was one who believed that maybe, it never happened, but I thought you were talking about whether he really had them or not. And I believe it's possible that there were those weapons of mass destruction. And Saddam Hussein was a very wily person, and he could have hidden them in other countries. Who knows? But well, that was then. Excuse me. And now is now.
So you have a few things to say now, don't you?
Well, yes, about another subject.
Oh.
Similar, but I thought you were waiting for the audience.
Well, we do have one call here. Here's Terry in Soquel. Let's bring Terry up and welcome him to KSCO, hopefully your favorite radio station. Terry.
I'm a retired Air Force officer, and I happen to have been in Washington and Pentagon during much of what went on regarding Saddam Hussein. And the reality is, and I'm very sympathetic intellectually with Kay's position 8 years ago. The reality is that Kay, like every other American and the planet, were lied to and contrived by Cheney and Bush. Cheney, there's evidence that Cheney asked for false intelligence evidence to be reported, and it was. He had a team in the Pentagon called the Special Actions Group contriving and altering the real intelligence that was coming in. We lied to our allies. The British government has declared it near war crimes, the misrepresentation that Bush and Blair engaged in. But most significantly, Kay was absolutely correct. From what we were all told about Saddam's immediate acquisition of weapons and the mushroom cloud misrepresentations, yes, he was an evil, horrible person. But we were there entirely so that the Bush family investments with defense contractors would prosper, and most critically, so that Halliburton could make a huge amount of money and Cheney from his investment in stock ownerships in Halliburton and related enterprises, the KBR contracts and related things. And the strongest evidence is that Cheney, as Secretary of Defense, fired, discontinued, and transferred bottle washers and cooks and truck drivers and other support activities away from the Army itself and gave them to KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton, worth $1 billion if we went to war with a place like Iraq. And that's what happened. And then 6 years later, Cheney is vice president, and he and Bush have contrived this false evidence to invade Iraq at a cost of $1 trillion to the U.S. government and 4,800 American lives and possibly several hundred thousand Iraqis and 4 million Iraqis displaced. It is a war crime, unfortunately. And, Kay, I really respect many of your comments, and you were absolutely right on 8 years ago from what you were told. But we were all lied to by the Bush and Cheney White House.
It almost sounds like it would have been so inhuman for families to do a thing like that. Why was it so important for them? And
money.
I'm speechless.
You are absolutely correct.
Follow the money.
Yeah, the money. The money is.
That's all. That's the answer to everything.
I mean, and then Cheney and Halliburton. Cheney's successors at Halliburton and KBR cheated the government. They demanded 36 cans of soda price when they delivered for every one they delivered. It was that false in the contracting as well. And it is as Michael says, it's the money.
So
it's the greed.
So. Does that mean that Cheney and Bush are families are wealthier with money now than they would have been?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Bush family, through a thing called the Carlyle Group, made huge profits from the companies making weaponry. And Cheney and Halliburton made a huge, vast amounts. And to hide the evidence, Halliburton moved all of its corporate offices and records, business records, from Dallas to Dubai.
My goodness.
3 years ago, so the FBI can't go in with warrants and ask for the evidence. But there's enough evidence. But, of course, now let's look at the other side. The evidence of why the Congress didn't investigate Bush and Cheney is because Nancy Pelosi's husband, well, here's the first part. Nancy Pelosi's nephew with a different last name, and one of her sons, own a thing called Lennar's Real Estate. and it's in, this is in the on the it's in the public records. Lennar's Real Estate was given the Hunters Point Naval Facility adjacent to San Francisco. I believe it's 11 acres for $1. The Navy estimated the commercial value was $100 million, but it had been used for oil dispersal and delivery to ships and oil storage. So there was some, going back to World War II, some pollution on the ground. The point is that Lennar's Corporation got it for $1 with the which Cheney orchestrated, with the and Pelosi also orchestrated in her position and senior position on the Hill and later a speaker, made certain happen. Got
what
it for $1. Now the point is, now it's worth $100 million. They were supposed to spend $67 to $80 million. The EPA estimated would be the cost of cleanup. Later, the EPA said you could clean it up for kids to play in the sand safely for less than $45 million. Yet $85 million went to that company of our money through the Superfund arrangement, coordinated by the Cheney White House. Now let's get to the other part. Mr. Pelosi, which is not on the public record, but there's evidence to support this, owed the U.S. government $6.5 million in back taxes, penalties, and fines, and 5 years in prison because 2 years in a row or longer he had failed to report all of his multi-million dollar income, as in $2 million underreported 2 years in a row, for certain. He was looking at $6.5 million plus the embarrassment to his wife as speaker designate, and 5 years in prison. There are three public record meetings of Pelosi and Cheney having private lunches on Capitol Hill, one for 90 minutes. When she, it was clear the Democrats in 2006 were going to win the Congress and she was the speaker to be designate. Cheney brings Paulson and down from New York as the Treasury Secretary. Within weeks of Paulson being there, he has directed the IRS commissioner to cut a deal, letting Mr. Pelosi get away with $254,000 in tax adjustments and no prison time, et cetera. And 3 business days later, Nancy Pelosi says the impeachment investigation is off the table as speaker and will not let it happen. And that's part of the corruption. In addition to that, the failure of Holder, Obama's attorney general now, to conduct grand jury investigations.
Terry, wait a minute. You say you're an insider. Well, you didn't use that term, but you know you're.
I have friends who I have total confidence in at the Justice Department who told me, Terry, we've seen the paperwork on this Pelosi fix regarding her husband's
tax. I don't doubt it. I mean, nothing would surprise me about that woman.
Yes, but how is it possible that you have this information and the rest of us do not?
Well, the Lennar's real estate deal, where basically Cheney directed $85 million of our money illegally to go to Pelosi's sons and nephew's company, that's on the public record, Kay. If you pull Lennar's real estate up.
What did the media do about this? Nothing?
The media is owned by 4 corporations who, again, restrict what we hear and learn frequently. They've ignored it. The investigative reporting is no longer there in the network.
This is outrageous.
It is outrageous, and what
it's
I'm telling
grotesque.
You is,
and we have Nancy Pelosi in our Congress,
and we had George Bush and Cheney in our White House.
Yes,
equally bad.
How sad.
Now, what's your position on Obama, Terry? I can't wait to hear that. But hold it. We have the pilot in command says that we've got a break to do here.
It's your
favorite radio station, AM. Do stay. We're going to hold you over to the break, please. Pretty woman. All right. Back in a few minutes. Listen to these commercials.
Walking down the street, pretty woman. The kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
If you're planning an office party, a holiday gathering, or a New Year's celebration, remember, for a safe, fun, and festive way to celebrate the holidays, have plenty of Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider on hand. Martinelli's, in the traditional champagne bottle, is the perfect choice for your holiday gatherings. It has all the elegance and sparkle of champagne, but without the alcohol. And you know, Martinelli's has the best flavor because it's made only from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from foreign concentrate like most other brands. Martinelli's looks great, tastes great, and complements all your favorite foods, from party snacks and buffets to holiday dinners. Martinelli's, fun, festive, and non-alcoholic. Enjoy the original, Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, a family tradition since 1868.
This is Stephen Martinelli. I'm here with my son, John, the fourth generation president of our family's 140-year-old cider company.
All of us at Martinelli's wish you a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I
funny, I've never heard that Roy Orbison. I recognize the song, but his rendition is, God. Isn't that amazing? Welcome back to... what'd you say, Ma?
How do we shift from that into war?
I don't know. We're just going to do it. Welcome back to your favorite radio station, Saturday Special with MZ and KZ.
And Terry.
And Terry and Soquel. Well, Terry is... let's bring Terry back and lock him in here. Terry spent the last few minutes before... last 5 or 10 minutes before the break educating us. What has been going on and what we've been duped about for so many years. Terry,
well, yes, let me, sir.
Yeah. Tell us again your background briefly.
Well, I'm Colonel Terry on occasion, and
okay.
I'm a retired Air Force colonel, and I happen to have spent time and activity in obviously the Pentagon in Washington, but also the White House. With three different administrations at different times. So I watched Ronald Reagan fall asleep at very important meetings. I watched George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, also have difficulty.
Were you there when he threw up on the emperor?
I was at staff, yeah, but I wasn't at the party.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been there.
But I was at meetings where Colin Powell would just get frustrated trying to gets the senior Bush to think more than 2 months ahead strategically.
Isn't it a good thing that we didn't know those things about our leaders?
Kay, you have a good point there. And then lastly, I was in the involuntarily on my part in the Clinton White House. And, you know, I watched him ship 3.5 million U.S. manufacturing jobs to China as part of the payoff for all of the, it turns out, for all of the support the Chinese government secretively gave Clinton. And I don't mind telling you this on the radio because I could prove it. If they want to sue me, I'd be delighted. Then I could take discovery against them. Bill and Hillary have been bribed by the Chinese government since before he was governor in Arkansas. But so have a lot of other politicians. What we have to understand is that, that there's a lot to be mad about, whether you're Tea Party or whether you're a liberal, you know.
Yeah, no one will argue with that right there.
And there are things we could do to fix it. And Kay, frequently in your editorials, you know, you express anger that's really across the spectrum. Let me compliment you on that.
I don't know what else to do with the information that's given to us.
What are you going to do with what are you going to do with this information?
Shall we call you Colonel Terry?
No. You may use either, but Terry's fine, please.
Terry,
actually,
is
we
fine.
Should have lunch. I'd be delighted if the three of us have lunch next week.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Where should we have lunch and when?
Wait a minute.
Well,
let's stay on this subject.
I'll give you my number offline,
okay.
MZ, and you can call me Monday morning. We'll pick a time. We'll do it like a Pentagon scheduling lunch where we'll, let's say Monday probably, and then we do it in pencil with an arrow to the right to Tuesday. So if any of us has an emergency or something, we got to go brief the president, then we move it to Tuesday.
That sounds great.
High noon Monday, and we'll work out the details.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's get back to talking about wars. At least there was one authentic war, and please don't tell me that you can say something negative about that, and that was World War II.
Oh, absolutely, madam.
That was my generation's war, and we were involved in it. And
the front was united.
Yes, we were united.
And there hasn't been a united front since then.
Okay, I decided to come in today is because I wanted to talk about Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about Afghanistan?
Well, I'm going to let other callers come in. But on Afghanistan, what we should have done is hindsight substantially. But it was recommended by a Marine Lieutenant General, 3-star, who was the plans director at the Joint Chiefs. And
Wait a minute, Colonel. I don't want you to tell us what we should have done yet. Because I want to tell you and the audience that I think it's time for us to leave. I think that it's enough of Afghanistan. I think,
you know, it's a dilemma. And, of course, you recall, you know, a dilemma has no best option among several or two or more choices.
Well, I don't think it's such a big dilemma when we learn that 38,000 of our military were wounded. We have all mm-hmm. those casualties.
Yep.
And what are we doing there? Isn't it time to just up and leave when those people are so corrupt and they're using the money that we
yep.
send for our military for themselves and we
yes.
stay there?
You are absolutely 1,000%
correct. What would happen if we said,
correct.
Guess what? We're finished. We're leaving.
Yes.
Goodbye. But now, if we're worried that we have to be protected, let them come to our country and we'll defend ourselves. How much longer are we going to have wars like this? And we have our beautiful sons and grandsons
yeah.
and great-grandsons come back. And this is another really bad subject. The conditions that are given to them by our government are
mm-hmm.
so awful. They treat our soldiers who are wounded, like they discard them like they're nothing. We shouldn't be in that kind of a position. There has to be another way for the countries of the world to settle their differences without bombing each other. We're stupid to stay in Iraq. I know,
not mean Afghanistan.
I mean Afghanistan.
Michael, your mother is 1,000% strategically correct on the big picture.
Yeah.
I cannot fault her logic or her strategic analysis.
Yeah.
But there's a but, Kay, and it's the but is Obama or anybody else who's commander in chief is stuck with where Bush put it. And Bush was told we should go into Iraq with a deployable force and come out after we find bin Laden and destroy
Al-Qaeda. You just said Iraq.
Excuse me, Afghanistan.
You meant Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
You caught that from my mom.
Well, we should have done either war, actually, the way we did it. But they were advised. And part of it was, I believe, is the mineral wealth in Afghanistan. I saw, when I was in the Pentagon, 1950 vintage analysis from the CIA about the mineral wealth in Afghanistan that were dated 1953 or 4.
Who cares?
I know. You're right, madam. However, I think Halliburton and the Bush family and others affiliated with them have got their sights on the Afghanistan mineral wealth.
To hell with them. If we just have to stop being stupid.
Yes, you're correct. And unethical and immoral to some degree. The other part of the dilemma on Afghanistan is the Pakistani nuclear weapon. And we need a force there to make absolutely certain that those are not going to fall into the hands of Al-Qaeda or other jihadists.
But do we need that many people there?
We do not. The last part of the dilemma is what's going to happen to the Afghan women who we've started to provide education and other opportunities to, and the Afghans who want some democracy, who've cooperated with us. I mean, do we leave? And the fourth part of the dilemma is will the jihadists use this to show, see, America can be defeated and therefore destroyed because they walked out of Afghanistan, you know, with their tail between their legs.
That
doesn't hurt my ego, but you are correct. We should have a plan to withdraw. And Obama has done that somewhat over the objections of some of the career military who think we should try long-term to make things succeed, whatever
of
that
course,
might mean.
So that gives them a job indefinitely,
well,
too.
Well, that's also somewhat correct as well. There's also, you know, the Republican position of some of the extreme right-wingers, that like Palin, who says we must win in Afghanistan. There is no winning in Afghanistan. So we can't, there's a simple-minded concern as well. You are absolutely correct, though. We should bite the bullet strategically.
Get
and
out.
Say, you're absolutely correct. And focus that same amount of money and resources in defending the U.S. homeland from further attack.
Well, have you recently come to this conclusion, or has it been a while?
Oh, recently.
First time I've
because
heard it.
I'm hearing the amount of casualties, and we're seeing what's happening to the soldiers that come back, and they have... They don't know where to turn, and there are too many suicides happening.
Yes,
right.
We've given the military an impossible mission in Afghanistan, but again, the advice of people who resigned, including to some extent Admiral Sestak, and somebody whose name I can't remember from the Joint Chiefs, they said resigned over the conduct of invading Afghanistan the way we were going to, and Iraq in Sestak's case and sort of et cetera. We'll have lunch and we'll talk about more solutions.
Terry, I got to ask you this question. Of the three presidents that you worked with, Reagan, Clinton, and Bush.
Bush won,
yeah. Which did you...
You'll appreciate...
Who do you like the best? Who's your favorite?
Reagan, I'll bet.
No, I know.
My gosh.
I will be...
You know, I was non-political then. I was an independent. I thought I should be.
However, looking back, yeah.
For different reasons, none of them was fully qualified and fit to be president.
Okay.
That's the reality. But, okay, you know, we haven't had a person.
So equally, there's no one that stands out among.
No. I mean, they all had terrible weaknesses and failures. Okay?
Sure seems to me that under Reagan, you know, amazing things happen. There's this wonderful series that Fox News Channel is putting out. It's on Sunday. It's hosted by Rick Hume. The Rise, Fall, and Future of Conservatism.
Yes.
It is the best documentary I've ever seen. It's just I can't wait to see it. Mm-hmm. And like the I think it's a 6-part one. Number 4, number 5
Brett
is tomorrow.
Hume.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump ahead. Let me my last comment before I let other listeners get on, please. I look forward to listening to further, but we'll have lunch and other discussion. But you asked me about Obama.
Yeah.
And I had great expectation. Here's a guy smart enough to have been the editor of the Harvard Law Review.
Yeah.
So he's intelligent like Lincoln. And I thought he was honest like Lincoln. And I thought this he's going to bring. However, I was concerned that he only had 2 years in the Senate to learn how Washington works. That's really hardly long enough. But he was talking about change that would matter and be an improvement. Okay. I thought we will have lots of improvement. My current position, because I can care what's very best for the country. I mean, you know my attitude about Bush and Cheney. They ought to be indicted and in prison for reasons that are overwhelmingly, I think, provable. And George W. Bush was both incompetent, inept, and dishonest. All three of those things. I think Obama's going to be is a tragedy. For some reason, he can't be a party leader, and he won't demonstrate spine and communicate the message.
So you would call Bush evil, and you wouldn't call Obama evil.
Right? And Cheney super evil.
Bush and evil, super evil. Obama Cheney, not evil.
Just
incompetent.
But mediocre. I mean, it I'm thinking of doing everything I can so that Obama's not renominated.
Of course.
Okay. Great, Terry.
Okay,
great
be
call.
Well,
great call.
Program.
Would you
please
leave your telephone number?
Yeah, leave it on the air. Leave it on the air. No. I'm only kidding. Here, just send an email to MZ at KS.
No. I'll send both an email and call you guys Monday morning.
Okay.
But let's plan for high noon. I'll see the station at high noon.
I won't be able to do that. I've got another engagement.
Well,
here. Unless it's just send an email. MZ at KSO.com.
Push it. How does your Tuesday work?
We'll see. Let's work it out later.
All right. But it's got to be convenient for Kay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll have lunch sometime this week.
Yeah.
Be
okay.
Well.
Thank you.
What am I? Chopped liver? Okay. Yeah. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. And that music means that Nikki is reminding me that we have another commercial break. This is great. We want commercial breaks all the time so that we can do more and more as your favorite radio station. Take it away. We will be back in a few moments.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Ben Lomond Market, Scotts Valley Market. Low price, great savings, quality, and service that doesn't always cost you more.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market, and we are featuring all your favorite produce items. California crisp celery, 49 cents each. California number one garnet yams, 69 cents a pound. And California navel oranges, 77 cents a pound. From Costa Rica, large ripe pineapples, $2.99 each. And from Mexico, napping fresh green beans, $1.49 a pound. Clementines, Satsuma tangerine, over 25 varieties of apples, nuts in shells, cranberries, grapes, endive and escarole lettuce, local grown Brussels sprouts, persimmons, Gisnitz ranch pies, all fresh and waiting for your dinner table. So come and enjoy our great selection of organic and conventional fresh produce at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
Compare and save. Please visit them at mylocalgrocer.com.
Storms, thefts, accidents. You can't predict what will happen, but you can prepare for what may happen. Hi, I'm Clay Timmons at DCD Insurance Services in Santa Cruz. Allied will insure your home for some of the most competitive rates available today. And if you insure your auto with the Allied Group, you'll enjoy combined savings of up to 30%. Protect yourself from what may happen. Call us at DCD Insurance Services, 877-378-9068, or visit dcdis.com.
As a Central Coast grower, you face many risks every day. Hi, I'm Marco Martinez with DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. A good way to manage risks is with an Allied Group AgriChoice Insurance Plan. DCD and Allied, a nationwide company, will insure your farm's equipment, liability, and property for some of the most competitive rates available. And with Allied's premier 24-hour-per-day service and DCD's 70 years of service to the community, your farm is protected. Call us at 877-378-9068 or visit dcdis.com. DCD and Allied nationwide are always on your side. Se habla español.
Autumn is the time to make certain your home is safe and ready for the long nights of winter. Hello, I'm Charlie Friedman.
And I'm Tino from JM Electric. Charlie's right. Autumn is the time to get a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric. Listen.
My name is Lane LeCompte, and I live in Soquel. My home is about 45 years old. There were a lot of things I was wondering how my home was still standing, and I want to make sure that my home is safe. Oh, they came out. They were wonderful. They really took care of everything, of all of the items we had. Yes, I sleep very well after the work that they did.
Don't wait until you blow a circuit. Call for a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric today.
I'll personally come out and walk through your home to see if I can spot any trouble before it happens. I'm Tino at JM Electric, 422-7819. That's 422-7819. Or jmelectric.com and tell them Charlie sent you.
He was gone with a draft. He's in the army now, I'm blowing reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, dilly out a toot. He blows the day to the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar are playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a business bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump, hey, to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Mickey, you make the Saturday special, the punctuation of the Saturday special, make it a special. That's what makes it the Saturday special.
I love this song.
Thank you so much. And you know, we're experimenting with some earth-shattering, not earth-shaking, earth-shattering software where the listeners will hopefully soon be able to enjoy what Kay and I are enjoying, the visual component here of being at the radio station and watching you groove to the music. I mean, it's just terrific. All right, welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special, 10:51. We've got 9 minutes left this hour and a full hour ahead of us. Mary Carroll has sent me an email regarding this Pelosi outrage. Sussman talked about it on his show several months ago. Mary, there's nothing there except I thought I emailed you on this. Sorry I didn't, but there's nothing there. I mean, so either resend it or call in and tell me what it's about. You know the phone number, but in case you forgot, it's 479-1080, 479-1080. And that goes for all of you listening to the program today. And if you, that's in area 831-479-1080. If you're outside, we don't exclude people who are outside the area code. You just have to dial the area code and then you'll get through to us and you'll get to go on the air. Okay, back to the phone lines now. Edward in Santa Cruz, welcome to the Saturday Special. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'm delighted to hear Kay's opinion, and I just would like to know, I'm happy that she's become a peaceneck like we all were in the 1960s, and seems to express exactly the same view that many millions of people expressed during the Vietnam War period. And I'd like to know, does she see any difference between this, the opinion she's expressing now, the peacenik anti-war opinions now, which I agree with, and the peacenik anti-war opinions that many of us had in the 1960s. Thank you. I'll take my answer on the air.
Well, it occurs to me, and now that we realize that this war in Afghanistan is the longest war we've ever been fighting in, 9 years, and it also occurs to me that our government is realizing that there is so much corruption there that even the money that they send over to help continue to fight the war goes to the corrupt leaders. This is nonsense. We don't have to be there to protect our country, especially since we know that all these wonderful young men who the country says, the leaders say, excuse me, we need you to help defend our country. So join the army, join the navy, and come to Afghanistan. This is barbaric. It's wrong. It's not working for us. Isn't 9 years enough to tell you that this war is not going to end? We're just feeding the corrupt people in Afghanistan, and then we're seeing all our 38,000 soldiers come back without limbs and with their lives ruined, and we're saying that we are defending our country? That's crazy. Let's defend our country on our own soil. If anyone in Afghanistan wants to fight with us, let them come here and we'll take care of them. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. And yes, it's recently since I've been hearing all these numbers. It's crazy. So agree with me?
He hung up.
He's not.
He said he was taking. But we do have another caller. We can ask Michael if in Santa Cruz if he agrees with you. Michael, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hello, Michael, and hello, Carrie.
Hi.
I tell you, it's raining right now, but I tell you, the sun has come to your voice, you know, because I totally agree with you in your assessment of the reality with Afghanistan and Iraq, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Have you, Michael, like Kay, changed, or have you always been of this opinion?
I've always been of this opinion, you know, for some reason. It's an intuition about, you know, how wars are made. When we talk about war, we're talking about armies. I've never seen an army from Iraq. Iraq, yes, but Afghanistan, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's just no army, you know. It's just peddlers, you know, shooting little bombs here and there, you know, killing a lot of our kids, you know, that come with no legs. And then later they have no life, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, and so I'm totally with you 100%. And I had to tell you that the last person that you were on the phone, Terry was his name?
Yeah.
I don't know his last name.
Yeah, amazing caller.
He's a patriot. I mean, that guy is totally on the money. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm right there with you, Kate, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to for humans to say, you know what, we made a mistake. But we made a mistake. And it's a 9-year-old mistake. Let's say we're leaving. We're going home. Goodbye.
Yes. Thank
it's
you very
enough
much.
Already.
Yes, I'm right there.
And,
thank you very much for that voice. You know, excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you going to do a commentary, Ma, on this so that other people who don't happen to be listening to the Saturday special today
can
hear
it? Could.
That'd be good. That'd be good. It's 479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831 to join us here on the Saturday special. MZ, along with my mom, Kay, who doesn't come on the air very often, so that you could talk with her. She's on every week on the commentary with her Kay's commentary for the last 10 or 12 years. But not very often that you can call and talk to Kay and interact with her. So this is a special Saturday special. Let's see, we've got about 2 minutes left here to the top of the hour. Let's go to our next caller, Derek in Soquel. Derek, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, just a quick comment.
Hi, Derek.
I've been seeing all these feel-good commercials and all this stuff about our veterans who are fighting for us overseas and fighting for our freedom and giving their lives and their limbs and their, quote, so-called American heroes, which they really are because they are serving their country. But we're not free when we have to go through a pat-down and a groin search when you're going through an airport.
Good point.
What are they fighting for? For our freedom? Well, we're not free.
You're right.
What a great analogy here. I mean, what a great revelation. Why didn't I think of that?
It's common sense. They're over in Afghanistan fighting for our freedom.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
Doesn't make sense at all.
Well, you remember it started with the assertion that the 9/11 mastermind, Osama bin Laden, and who says that he's the mastermind? Now, how do we know that? That he was supposedly holed up in a cave. Well, you sure cared, 9 years ago. Boy, did you care.
I thank you for your program, and I always appreciate Kay's commentaries. And what I'm getting, just a quick analogy out of your conversation this morning, is you go back into the Western days when what I think it was called, where they bring all the wagons around and they would, I don't know if I'm explaining it right, where they
circle the wagons,
circle the wagons. Right. We need to circle the wagons around our company, secure our own
guess
borders.
Guess what? It's 11 o'clock on your favorite radio station, KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. Here's Fox News.
Putting down measures that would have saved the Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class and eliminated them for the rich.
I continue to believe that it makes no sense to hold tax cuts for the middle class hostage to permanent tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
More from Fox News Radio's Lori London.
Democrats had two measures on the table that would have allowed the cuts to continue only for lower and middle income earners. But Republicans want the cuts extended to everyone.
This is really a debate about tax increases, about whether it's a good idea to raise taxes on anybody in the middle of a recession.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Democrats argue tax cuts for the rich only add to the deficit.
We want people working. I don't know what we're doing here.
Minnesota Democrat Al Franken, both measures fell 7 votes short of the 60 needed to advance, but it does clear the way for talks between the White House and Republicans on a compromise. Lori London, Fox News Radio.
President Obama has signed legislation to stop a government shutdown. Now the lame duck Congress has 2 more weeks to try and pass funding for the rest of the budget year. President Obama today announcing a new trade deal with South Korea that he says will help the economy here at home and open the South Korean market to more American goods.
The agreement we're announcing today includes several important improvements and achieves what I believe trade deals must do. It's a win-win for both our countries.
The deal does have to be approved by Congress. If you're flying through O'Hare, good luck. Chicago getting its first heavy snow of the season. More than 325 flights have been canceled at the O'Hare International Airport, and the Chicago Department of Aviation says the ones that are getting on and off the ground are delayed by at least 30 minutes. The National Weather Service says Chicago will probably get about 3 to 5 inches of snow. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore.
Modern Family star Julie Bowen joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is one of those shows that before we even saw it, we heard it was going to be a hit. It's on this syndication and watched for 25 years. Why do you think
Wow, 25 years.
We have great sources in Hollywood. what do you think? Could you tell the same thing when you got it, were rehearsing?
Well, when I read the pilot, I thought it was pretty fantastic. But sometimes you do projects like that and they go
They're
away.
They're all fantastic in Hollywood.
Yeah. Sometimes they're more fantastic than others, and I was super pregnant with twins at the time. I was just happy to have a job. We did feel that it was really special, because sometimes you read it on the page, you go, that's good, but then when you do it, it's not as good. This was actually getting better and better the more we did it, and that's the way it still feels.
You've got 3 children.
I have 3 children in real life, yeah.
At home. So how much of the gal we see on TV is the gal who's sitting on the couch?
Claire somehow finds time. She is much more pulled together than I am.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
Israel is battling its worst wildfire in its history.
The wildfires in northern Israel continue to grow despite the roar of water bombers overhead. More international aid arrived today, but still, 12,000 Israelis are out of their homes, desperately waiting for word of which village burned to the ground overnight. Saturday night, a specially equipped 747 will arrive from the United States that can drop fire retardants in the dark to try and stop the fire that feeds off the coastal winds. Near Haifa, Israel, Leland Bittert, Fox News Radio.
An Oklahoma woman charged with locking her 16-year-old son in a closet and beating him is pleading guilty to multiple charges of abuse and neglect. Prosecutors say LaRonda Marie McCall entered the blind plea to 33 counts yesterday. The boy escaped. In 2009, he walked to a nearby National Guard facility for help. A suicide in California may or may not have some connection with the Hollywood murder.
Police are still not connecting all the dots between the killing of powerful publicist Ronnie Chasen and career criminal Harold Smith. Smith killed himself when he was confronted by police Wednesday, but detectives stopped short of saying that he was a suspect in last month's murder. Neighbors say Smith bragged, though, that he had killed Chasen. One of her closest friends says Chasen went out of her way to avoid taking risks.
She was careful, and she was risk averse, and she was not a fast driver. She wouldn't cut someone off.
Martha Smilgas was co-executor of Chasen's recently revised will.
I'm not only sad and devastated, I'm angry, and I hope they find out what happened.
Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The Sierra Nevada red foxes are out there. Federal wildlife biologists say they have confirmed two more sightings of Sierra Nevada red foxes, an animal that was once thought to be extinct. The latest foxes are male and female. They were spotted in September. Before the Sierra Nevada red fox was spotted in August, the creature had not been seen in two decades. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got cloudy skies with showers today on and off with a high of 60. The southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be cloudy with a few rain showers as well. Low of 45. South-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday overcast with a few rain showers. High of 63. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the southeast winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 2 to 4 feet at 12 seconds, and southwest 3 to 4 feet at 14 seconds. Tonight out there, the southeast winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds, and on Sunday, the southeast winds will be 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds, and southwest 3 to 4 feet at 15 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, nothing major to report. I will let you know if I see something, and you can let me know by calling 475-1080, and I'll report it. Current temperatures, we've got, let's see here, Monterey's at 57. There's a light rain going on there. In Salinas, it's partly cloudy. It's 57. 58 in Watsonville, cloudy there. We are at 53 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 11:06 and 43 seconds on this Saturday, December 4th. Up next, the second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Is this a karaoke that I'm supposed to do?
No. That was just my background music for my report.
Because it's come together.
But if, which is one of my favorite Beatles songs.
Here come on, flat top, here come.
Yep. Put up slowly.
He got eyeballs, he got.
Coca-Cola, something or other.
Yeah. Gotta have the lyrics.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, that's good. Let's leave that on and this.
But you'll have to call back KSCO.
we got good news and bad news, folks, for the opening of the Saturday special second hour. There is no Kay's commentary today. That's the bad news. The good news is we've got Kay herself.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSEO.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Yes, sirs and ma'ams. Welcome to hour number two of the KSEO Saturday special with MZ and KZ and Nikki at the controls. Nikki, before I forget, do you think you can find one of my favorite Roy Orbison songs, Blue Angel?
I'll find it.
Blue Angel.
You got it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and we can, you know, we can just stick it in where it's appropriate here. What were we talking? We've been talking about we've been talking about Afghanistan, and according to my mom, she has had the epiphany that it's time to get the hell out. What do you think? 479-1080. Celia in Santa Cruz has been waiting on hold for a while, but you're on the air now, Celia. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Michael, and hi, Kay.
Hi, Celia.
I have been a resident of Santa Cruz for 27 years, and this is my first call to you. I was with you from the beginning, Michael.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean?
And you are such a joy. Well, you see, I'm 93 years old.
Wow.
And I was with radio from the beginning. And I was in Washington during the Second World War, and I was a WAC in the Air Force working in Washington during that time. Before I went into the Army, I was working at Columbia Broadcasting System in Washington.
My gosh.
I'm the sister-in-law of Eric Severide.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of this epiphany that you are coming to, Kay,
yes,
is something that is going to take time for you to realize that there really are evil people in the world.
Yes.
And you can't even imagine their motivations.
Yes.
And it has taken me forever, it seems to me, to realize it's really, really true that people will not be motivated just by greed, but after they've got all the money that anybody could ever imagine, they'll still go after power. And power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
How sad.
It's sad.
The human condition is sad because if people who think that way have a sense that they're going to live forever. And it's so stupid.
Well, honey, this is what the Bible, what Moses took 80 years, 40 of which he lived on the backside of the desert, understanding how it all fit together.
Yes.
And the truth is that human beings are not perfect. They are going to go downhill. Evolution, it isn't evolution we're involved in. It's devolution. And unless we consciously take hold and are able to face the truth, it's hopeless. But it isn't sad. It's wonderful because you can grow out of this refusal to see how people can be evil.
Yes.
You have to face it without anger and without
bitterness,
struggle, and just continue to be kind and giving yourself and correct your motivations when you see yourself slipping.
You're so right.
Wow.
You have a lot of wisdom.
What a great call. Celia, you say you've been here for 27
years. I live on West Cliff Drive. I'm across the street from the ocean.
Ah. Oh,
lovely.
Great. Well, and you say that your brother-in-law, Eric Severide?
Yes.
And I don't know if you were listening. It's been a couple of years since we had Eric Severide's boss doing occasional commentaries here. In fact, it was every day. Do you remember 2 minutes with Richard? Richard Jenks, he was on at the 12 noon time slot. He was the head of the broadcast division of CBS.
Well, television. That was after my time at CBS. I worked at CBS. I guess I told you that.
Yeah. It was after your time. But I remember that Eric Severide, Richard sort of always vicariously wanted to engage in commentaries because he has a lot to say himself here. Had a hard time, compressing it into 2 minutes, as do you, Ma. I mean,
I know.
It's really hard to, we've been, so many people have said to me, MZ, your mom should be, she should be syndicated. She should be on every radio station, or a lot of them, like Paul Harvey was or something. I said, I agree with you, but the problem with that is that the way things are set up in this media world is everything has to conform to formatting, where it has to be exactly 2 minutes or exactly 3 minutes. You choose it, and then you got to be consistent. But you know what? That's changing because the internet is changing everything. You know, I predict that within the next 10 years, I mean, radio and TV as we know it will just not even exist. It'll all be on the internet.
It is changing. Years. And yeah. When you're in it, you can't see it. But there's where evolution is pertinent. The technology is evolving.
Yeah.
The people are not. I'm sorry to say that I don't think we even have an educational system now. It went from educating to indoctrinating to training.
Not only that, political correctness somehow got itself into it also.
Oh, yes. That's a kind way of saying what's actually going on. It isn't even political anymore.
Yes.
Celia, I've got to know, do you use the internet? Or do you use a computer?
I don't. My technology took a back seat. I've been, the last couple of years, I was housebound. I'm coming back out of it. I want to say also I'm a longevity person and have been for about 8 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, no wonder you're so cogent and amazing at the age of 93.
Well, let me say that I think that you can lose a lot of time on the internet. I was on it for a while, and I found when I couldn't use my computer anymore, I got very selective about books, and I'm reading again. Oh. And that is... that can be a trap as well. You have to be selective. But I'm just wavering between turning my computer back on.
Well, I wish you would turn it back on, if for no other reason, so that people can communicate with you via email.
Oh, dear.
And that you could do tweets and that you can. No, I'm not going to overload you here. I apologize. But you should. But email is just wonderful, because I was going to ask you if you could email me your contact information. But we don't need to do that. We can just put you on hold if that's OK, if you're willing. Because
I can have my son email you.
That'd be wonderful. It's mz@ksco.com.
OK.
And thank you so much for calling.
Oh, I just want you to know you've been a joy. You really are such wonderful people. And I knew Santa Cruz downtown before the earthquake very well. And I know where your husband's business was. And yes. I'm thinking about that big old black walnut tree.
Yes.
And
the
old hotel and everything. Uh-huh. It was wonderful. My mom was 101 when she died here at this house.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
wonderful to talk to you.
Well, wonderful to
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
That was Celia in Santa Cruz. An amazing call. We've gotten. Yeah. That's two beautiful really voice. Great callers today, yeah. Huh? And other, everybody is a wonderful caller.
Yes.
But these two callers were extraordinary today. Next we go to Georgia in Capitola. Georgia, thanks for calling 479-1080 and hanging out here. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
That's a tough call to follow.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Kay. I just want to say that after listening to Cecilia and always listening to Kay, I'm truly convinced that youth is wasted on the young. Because this wisdom that comes through these older people is something we just don't see. And I fully appreciate you, Kay, and agree all across the board with all of your commentary.
Even the marijuana one?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But what I wanted to say is, for me, what's happened is I am so saddened by the fact that there is no truth anymore in our country.
Right.
We can't believe anybody on the air, the journalists. Everybody's selling something is the way I feel. So
yeah.
It's all skewed to the point of view of keeping you hooked into fear or whatever it is.
We don't have a true media anymore.
We don't.
There is none.
Okay, we can't.
Wait a minute. We don't have. There's no such thing as journalism anymore.
Right.
Everything is. There's plenty of media. More and more media every day, Ma.
Okay.
You know, with the internet.
Truth.
Yeah. There is a dearth of truth.
Well, look at we
and integrity for sure.
Obama is a citizen. We still don't know if global warming is real.
Ma, do you know for a fact that he's not, or do you just believe that he's not because you don't care for the guy?
If he has 3 or 4 birth certificates, then you begin to wonder.
Yeah.
He's got one from the United States, one from Hawaii, and one from Kenya, and what else?
Oh.
No, he's...
why can't we put it to rest is what I'm saying. Why can't we get to the truth of something as basic as that? If we can't get that truth, then there is no truth. I'm very discouraged about our country because the man earlier on sounded so convincing, Terry.
Yes.
Yet what he said completely terrifies me.
Me too. He blew us away.
Yeah. I mean, if that's true, what are we all trying to fix here?
What's truth?
Yes. And how do we get back to that, Kay?
I don't know.
Well, this has been a call of questions.
Yeah.
Can we change to some answers?
Okay.
Do you have any answers?
I have no answers other than to throw them all out and start over.
We can ask our intelligent audience.
But perhaps
for some answers.
Bureaucracy is so bad, no matter what we put in there, it won't work. It might be the problem is the organization, the bureaucracy. Maybe that's what doesn't work. That's what I'm beginning to think.
Well, it's...
I've never cared for bureaucracies.
Yeah. They don't work.
When I was a student at UC Santa Cruz and was the head of the student radio station back then, I'm talking 71, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good amount of firsthand experience with a bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted no part of it after. I sent a letter of resignation to the chancellor then, who was Dean McHenry. He was the founding chancellor. And he was a gracious gentleman. He sent me back a letter or called me or something and said, well, you were under a lot of pressure. And I don't know. Some people are cut out for that, and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how do you... Everything is a bureaucracy. I mean, every business...
Yeah.
We have our own mini-bureaucracy here at KSCO. One of the things that I did this week, which was just riveting, was they have this group called Broadcast Legends in the Bay Area. I've been a member of this group for a number of years, and they have quarterly meetings. And KSCO shares its audience with the 800-pound gorilla that's losing an awful lot of weight as we speak. That's KGO News Talk 810. Mm-hmm. An amazingly successful, probably the most successful news talk radio station, if not overall successful radio station in the whole country. Mm-hmm. Because for well over 30 years, it was number one every quarter. In just being on the top of the market, the most listened to radio station in its market. The closest second was maybe a radio station that's been number one for like five quarters, like a year and a quarter or something like that. And it was acquired by a large company along with a whole ABC group of ABC stations. And the man who ran that operation, KGO, Mickey Luckoff, who has been on this program with me, and whom I've known for years and admire, he decided to resign recently in the beginning of October, and it shook the radio industry because, I mean, wow, that sort of spells an end to an era.
Uh-huh.
I went to attend this Legends meeting this last Wednesday, during which Mickey was interviewed by Ben Fong Torres, who was a media guy who's pretty popular in the Bay Area. Fascinating to hear the story about they had something so good, and the guiding light who tried so hard to keep it together and keep it going, fighting every step of the way. Corporate decisions, you know, to cut this and cut that.
There you go.
You know, killing the goose that laid the golden egg. It's just the craziest thing. So it saddens me to see the end of KGO. And it's just going, people are leaving. They're putting their resumes in. We're getting, you know, people around here approaching us. It's a good thing for us because it sort of clears the way for KSCO to become more powerful and more listened to in our own area. It always sort of bothered me. But I could understand why in our own market, KSCO didn't have the ratings, if you believe the ratings, and I'm not so sure I do, but it didn't have the same ratings as KGO. Well, that's going to change now. I don't think that's an arrogant thing to say. I think it's a correct thing to say.
But competition, Michael, is good for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyhow...
But
I
have an answer to the Afghanistan thing. Like, hey, let's get out of there. Let's killing our boys.
Yeah, the best and the brightest are going to waste. And there's so much corruption in that country.
Right.
And Pakistan, we don't need that.
But
we're not there to defend ourselves.
Aren't you shocked that the people at the clock tower aren't out in droves protesting? I sure remember them bashing Bush. Is this because it's Obama's war now? Where are these protesters around here?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I say get out.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Amen. Thank you, Georgia. Good. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Michael.
To the Saturday special. Opens up a line now at 479-1080 in area 831. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call if you want to be a part of our program today. That music means it's time for a commercial break, so we will please listen carefully to the commercials from the sponsors who make this program and this special radio station possible. And we will be back in a few moments.
This Friday and Saturday, the Heritage Holiday Craft Fair returns for its 30th year, bringing the best in gifts, food, and family fun to the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds. The fair is thousands of square feet filled with handcrafted art, crafts, jewelry, antiques, toys, and much more. The food court features enchiladas, tri-tip and sausage sandwiches, plus Gizditch Ranch pies and hot cider. Enjoy a country Christmas at Yesterday's Farm, including free hay rides and...
Merry Christmas, everybody!
The arrival of Santa at 11 a.m. on Saturday to visit with everyone. Admission is $3 for adults. Children under 5 and ample parking are both free. For gifts not found in the mall or any catalog, it's the Heritage Holiday Craft Fair. This Friday, 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, 10 until 4. At the fairgrounds on Highway 152, just east of Watsonville.
Ho, 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 Roy Trowbridge of Palace Art and Office Supply with the story of the Christmas pickle. It's told by Mabel, Shannon, and Mark of Palace's retail management team.
An old German tradition was for parents to hide a glass pickle ornament somewhere on the Christmas tree. Then on Christmas morning, the first child to find the pickle would get to open their presents first.
Palace doesn't have glass pickles, but we do have the world-famous yodeling pickle. And lots of other great white elephant gifts, like Charlie Brown alarm clocks, bacon-scented bath soap, and squealing piggy banks.
Both Palace stores have lots of great gift ideas. Jigsaw puzzles, fine writing pens, and every kind of art supply you can possibly think of. And did I mention the huge selection of Christmas cards and wraps?
Happy holidays from your friends and neighbors at Palace in downtown Santa Cruz and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. And don't forget to yodel local first when shopping for the holidays this season.
Hey, Dave Allen here. Now you've heard me for years talk about VitaminGoddess.com chocolate flower power drink. Well, guess what I did? I put up a website where you can see all these things in one spot. That's right. Flower power drink, lovely, delicious stuff, Vitamin Goddess, and the famous Obama bib for adults. Traveling down the road, dashboard diner, just don't want to be a pig slop all over yourself. The Bobby bib, go to RadioDaveStuff.com. Once again, RadioDaveStuff.com. RadioDaveStuff.com. Check it out. And there's also some free things up there. Free! Free music, free downloads, free things for your mind, for your soul. Check it out, RadioDaveStuff.com. Once again, RadioDaveStuff.com.
Like him. Roy Orbison, Blue Angel. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate that. Welcome back. Hour number two. We got 30 minutes remaining. 29. It just went to 11:31. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, and we do have the most intelligent listeners of any radio station on Earth, and that is because that's by design, because we do not allow stupid people to listen to this radio station. If we catch them, then there's hell to pay. Now, let's see. We have a an email here addressed to Kay, and this is from Ellie Kramer. Kay, what will you say when we pull out and the jihadis take control of the Pakistani nukes and use them against Israel?
I'm sorry, but I don't know the answer to that.
So you don't know what you... Okay, well, he just brought up an alternative point of view. It seems like
we're Shall we stay there for another 9 years?
Why don't you call Ellie? You know the phone number, 479-1080. And if you can't get through... I think we've got jammed phone lines now. But anyhow, let's just go back to the phone lines. Rory in Watsonville, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And, man, I agree with you, Kay. We've been there long enough, and I think it's
so you've changed, too. You used to think we belonged there, right?
Yeah, initially. I mean, isn't that where Al-Qaeda was operating without, you know,
Or so we were told.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still looking for Osama bin Laden?
Yeah. No, we've heard the litany of reasons why we need to be over there, and I just see it bleeding us dry. Financially, yep. Morally, right. I mean, the people, obviously the people, my gosh.
Yeah, 9 years.
And so the Pakistanis have nukes. Let them use them, and then we'll drop some nukes on them.
Right.
How long that goes.
He was talking about Israel, not on us.
Oh, I understand, but nuke Israel, look, we got ICBMs on submarines everywhere. They make one stupid move like that, they're toast, and they know it. They're mm-hmm. not going to do that.
Okay.
They're finished. And
well, good.
So, I'm glad you agree.
That makes me feel much better than I felt after I read Ellie's short email.
You know, the thing is, it kind of dawned on me, it's been taking some time, much like you, Kay, and Michael.
Yeah.
When I heard, and then there was a Marine that was training some Afghan soldiers, regulars, troops, and they would show up in the morning. Half of them, or more than half of them, were illiterate, and they would show up in the morning, and they already had their morning hash. They'd already smoked hash in the morning. So they come to work late, stoned, and illiterate. And you're thinking, what the heck are we doing over there? We're spending money to train these guys? For what?
Yeah.
So the Taliban can co-opt them? In fact, right now, there was that, maybe this is what you're prompted this program, but there was that report about how the money that we're using in this Helmand province or wherever it is, they named the town, we're just buying off the insurgents and the local Taliban.
Yep.
We know the money. They know the money's going to them. Our guys have been interviewed, our military guys. They know it.
Yep. It's a place where we took over in
October. Exactly. And the other thing is, some of this stuff, and I've heard it, Dr. Stan's been on to some of these issues for years, obviously, and Alex Jones and others talk about it. But when you look back at 9/11, and I was asking this question the day it happened, the day after, where in God's name were the jets, the fighter jets?
Yeah.
Why weren't they scrambled? You had four airliners off course and incommunicado. And let me tell you, the FAA knew that. They knew it. They were incommunicado for, what, an hour and a half before they got back to New York?
Was that by design?
We let it happen. Our military stood down. This is bullpucky. Nobody's ever been able to give me a good answer. I said, where were the
jets? So you've been a 9/11 truther since the beginning, it sounds like, Rory.
Oh yeah.
Really? Okay, hey, Ma, are you becoming a 9/11 truther? You used to get angry when anybody would stop it. What do you mean? Yeah. Just answer the question.
I don't know the answer.
I'm not trying to humiliate you or anything.
I don't know the answer.
Hey, I think, you know.
All I know is what I know now, Michael. This is the time when we're stupid to keep doing what we're doing because it's insanity if you do it and do it and do it for 9 years.
Okay.
And nothing good comes of it.
Rory, thanks for your call.
Thank you, guys.
Saturday special. George and wait a second here. I don't know if it's too late to get him back. Probably. Are you there? No, it's too late. Okay, it sounded like he wanted to say something else. George in Hollister, welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. Is it your favorite radio station?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Hey, I was yelling frantically. I thought you couldn't find me there, and there was a dial tone on for a second, and I thought I was going to be dumped. Anyway, I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you.
I'm really glad to be able to talk with Kay. Kay, I'm sure I'm honored to speak with you. I'm sure I've never spoken with you before. I heard you for years and years, and but I've never I've spoken to this other fellow a time or two, but anyway.
I'm honored, just as honored to talk to you. I'm just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
That's all that I can sound off. But how do you feel about this Afghanistan business?
Kay, I love you, and I'm usually 100% with you, but I'm not with you on this at all.
Okay, why?
And I think maybe you're allowing yourself. I mean, I've got we got four kids and two grandkids. Some more on the way, but I can't in. I mean, I've got some perspective that. I'm not as old as you, but I've got some perspective. But I think you're allowing yourself to make an emotional decision.
Even after 9 years, 9 years of being, we've never been in a war for that long.
Right.
And after 38,000 casualties in our military.
Well,
and all the corruption that the leaders are involved in there. Please give us a good reason why we should stay.
Oh, okay. Well, 9 years of being hamstrung isn't a significant number to me. The 38,000 casualties, I think if you'd examine them, you will find that a good number of them are going to be something like a guy losing a tip of a finger because he smashed it with a hammer or something of that nature. It's not going to be a battlefield casualty. And there's another statistic that I don't know if it's the 100 or 50 largest, but some number of the largest cities in this country, the 18 to 34-year-old men are drastically safer in the combat zones than they are in those cities. So I am not so swayed by those kind of statistics.
Our government is telling us that we have to be there because we're defending our country. Please tell me how we're defending our country by sending our boys to die in Afghanistan.
Yes. Well, to allow them to go and be wasted, I think, is a tragedy. But I don't think that that's the nature of the war. I think that's the nature of the leadership here in this country and the unwillingness to take on political correctness.
And the corruption of the leaders in Afghanistan?
Well, I don't think those shouldn't, you know, fine. That's a cost of the war. If we've got to funnel some money into corrupt hands over there, I think that's done in every war. But that's not that's not under our control, the character of the people. The nation-building aspect, I'm not necessarily for at all. I'd like to make a comment about the fellow who called earlier. Was it Terry?
Yeah.
Colonel.
He claimed to be a colonel.
Think he's lying?
I don't know, but I'm just saying he claimed it. That's what we know. I don't know one way or the other. I know that if he is a colonel, he swore an oath to protect and defend, and all these people who he said were his sources in the Pentagon that knew of this corruption that had sworn the oath to protect and defend weren't, if true what he said, were not honoring that oath to protect and defend, or they would have had to bring this stuff forward. So I'm suspicious.
Corruption.
I think in the main, you know, you aren't tuned in 100% every moment, and I probably missed the first minute of listening carefully to him.
So, George, we got 20 minutes to go, and we'd love for you to get to your point here so we can take some other callers.
Well, that's what I'd like to say. Let me just leave you with one thing here, that there was a guy, Thomas Hobbes, a philosopher on the early edge of the Enlightenment, maybe 300 years ago. Here's one sentence from him that I think is germane. So the nature of war consisteth not in the actual fighting, but in the known disposition thereto. Now, when they can eat out our willingness to pursue a war to its conclusion, which is victory, they've won. And that's what I think is happening here. They say, they argue, oh, it's gone on long enough when we've haphazardly pursued it or been hamstrung in the pursuit of it. And I think we should refocus on who's doing the real damage. It's in our command structure from the very top, the top person right now, and in the Congress, which is requiring political correctness instead of effective. You know, there's three things. If that guy was an officer, he should know there's three things in a war. It's surprise, overwhelming force, and violence of action. We've had just barely adequate force or less than adequate force at all times. Never have had a surprise and never have had a violence of action so that the enemy respects you. It's like making an effective play on the first play of a football game. The rest of the game's easy. But if you just diddle around out there, which is what we've been doing for 9 years, and that's where I think we should focus the attention, not on that we've been there for 9 years, but that we've been there for 9 years and haven't effectively pursued.
Okay. Appreciate your call to the Saturday special on KSCO. That was George in Hollister. I just read an email that was sent to me here. Yeah, we can get to the – thank you for being on top of the commercial break, Nikki. But let me just read this email real fast. It just made my day here. This is from Scott in Scotts Valley at MZ. Hello, Michael. As usual, great Saturday special. I know you sometimes speak about the age group that listens to your station. I just wanted to let you know I'm 26 years old and thoroughly enjoy listening to the wisdom and stories that your mother and her contemporaries share. They have seen and experienced so much in their lives. It is also frightening to me to hear how their views line up so well with my currently held views and how few people my age even care about such important things. Keep up the great community service. Wow. I mean, powerful email. Thank you, Scott, so much for sending the email to mz@ksco.com. Now let's do the commercial break.
Hi, everyone. It's Elizabeth from Scarborough Gardens, inviting you to come on over and let us help you prepare for the holidays. It's a Christmas wonderland inside our gift room as we anticipate Santa's arrival this Saturday. Our trees are all aglow and sparkling with lovely ornaments, and we have great ideas to help you decorate anything. I believe that we have the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Speaking of lists, this Saturday, December 4th at 12 noon to 2 p.m., Santa Claus will be here in our Scarborough Gardens gift shop, looking for children of all ages and their pets to have their pictures taken with our favorite jolly old elf. Join us for the fun, the refreshments, and great in-store specials at Scarborough Gardens this Saturday, December 4th. Santa will also be at our King's Village store from 3 to 5 p.m. Remember, that's Scarborough Gardens at 33 El Pueblo Road. Locally owned and operated for over 25 years, we are also on the web at scarboroughgardens.com.
It's time to unravel the mysteries of health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services, an authorized independent agent for Anthem Blue Cross.
It's becoming increasingly more difficult for hard-pressed businesses to maintain their employee health insurance plans. If you are a business person in search of lower-cost alternative, I may have the answer for you. This strategy can help your employees pay for individual or family health plans through payroll deductions, and these individual plans may cost as little as one-third the group plans. Use the power of my experience as a health insurance professional. We'll talk over the options to help your employees access their own individual health plan. I will make sure that they get the assistance that they need to choose the best coverage at the most affordable rates.
Unravel the mysteries of your health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services. Go to healthexchangeforall.com for a free quote and then give Pamela a call. That's healthexchangeforall.com.
California Insurance License 0D75558. Anthem Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Association.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie.
And I'm Dave Christie. From blown fuses to power outages to remodels, Direct Electric will fix your electrical problems. And Direct Electric will do it right the first time, at the right price, with no service charge. Listen.
My name is Tom Wetzel. I live in Aptos, and we've worked with Direct Electric. They came in and assisted us putting in a new hot tub. They were very professional and very timely and did great work at a great price. It was kind of a tricky job. It was at an elevated part of the property away from the main house, and it was kind of difficult to get the wiring up there. They did a fantastic job for us.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric.
If you are in real trouble, ask for Direct Electric 60-minute emergency service. Direct Electric, that's the name. Service and quality, that's what's in the name. Direct Electric, 425-1407, 425-1407.
Santa at Scarborough Gardens today at noon, huh? Gee, that's less than 15 minutes from now. I'm actually toying with the idea of going there and sitting on Santa's lap and having my picture took. You think they'd, you know, I'm a child. My mother always tells me I'm acting like a child a lot.
I think your mom would love to see that.
Yeah.
Right? Right,
okay.
Kay?
Maybe she would be on. She could sit on it because she's a child too. Just, you know, everybody's a child. Welcome back to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. 479-1080 is the phone number to call, in area 831 if you want to join us on the air. Let's see, Phil in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to Celia, that great old lady that was talking about how when people get all the money they want, they sometimes still want power.
The well-seasoned lady.
And that was a perfect segue for something that I wanted to get out. I'm reading a book now, and I want to recommend it highly. It's $6.99 on Amazon. It's a quick read, a good read, a short read, but I think that people really need to know this. The title is, It's Not Easy Being God. And the lady who wrote it, her name is Joy Tiz, T-I-Z. And this is about the God of the progressives or the liberals. They may not know it. He pulls the puppet strings of Obama. It's the devil for conservatives. So both the liberals and conservatives should read this book. It's about George Soros, a man who has billions of dollars and wants all the power in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
People need to know about this man. Now, quickly,
maybe we can get him. Maybe we can get him on the Saturday Special.
Who, George Soros?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try.
You can try.
Yeah.
He's E-V-I-L.
I'll put Rosie on it this week.
Yes. And quickly on Afghanistan, I don't know whether it's the right war or not. It turns out Vietnam, we can see now, I've bought stuff made in Vietnam. Vietnam was not the right war. It was the right idea. We had to oppose the evil of communism, but we didn't have the people of sufficient intelligence to know that. Kennedy, all the rest of them, they fought the periphery. They played the Soviets game. We had one, thank God, one president smart enough to know that you don't fight on the periphery. You go right to the soul of the beast and you kill it there.
Right.
And that was Ronald Reagan, and he won that war practically bloodlessly. As for our
I was hoping Terry would say that Reagan was his favorite president, but he didn't. You know,
well,
he's my favorite president of all time.
I mean, I've worked with and met a lot of colonels, and most of them are glorified idiots. I'm sorry. I'd like to quote a general right now. I think one of the best that has ever been, maybe short of Sun Tzu and some of the others, but it's William Tecumseh Sherman. And I was looking through the quotes because I know the one quote, it's really a composite of his quotes. He never said it in these words, that war is all hell, you cannot refine it. And he was so true. If you're going to fight a war, don't fight it the way we did in Vietnam or in Afghanistan. And I found another quote of his that hits the nail even better on the head. It's this. He's talking about the Civil War, of course, but it applies definitely to this war we're in now. Says, this war differs from other wars in this particular. We are not fighting armies, but a hostile people, and must make old and young, rich and poor, feel the hard hand of war. In other words, if you're not willing to do that, then surrender, because eventually you are going to be defeated. We have Chinese submarines launching their ballistic missiles off our coast, within sight of our coast, just to show us they can. We can't retreat and become Fortress America because the technology of war won't permit that anymore. And our society of political correctness definitely won't permit it because we let these people in, we coddle them, and then they blow us up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how much longer do you want to stay in Afghanistan?
You know, if Afghanistan, we need some intelligent leadership, and that's what
we
don't have.
Well, we thought we had the best right now in Petraeus.
I'm not talking about the generals. Petraeus is a general. He has a commander-in-chief. The name of the commander-in-chief is Barack Hussein Obama.
He's not worth a nickel.
Well, he does what he either no longer is a general, or he does what his commander-in-chief tells him to do. In the Civil War, Sherman had a commander-in-chief, Lincoln, who wanted to win the war. Reagan was a commander-in-chief who wanted to win the war. If you don't have a commander-in-chief that wants to win, and this guy really doesn't, then it doesn't matter how good your generals are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Phil, thanks for your call.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
To the Saturday special, okay? It was a great call. I appreciate it. Ma, I thought you were going to say, never mind what I thought you were going to say. Patrick and Felton, you're on the air on KSCO.
Oh, Michael.
Hey.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
I listened to these two gals. They got a lot of history. And boy, they hit it right on the head. And then your question to them, is there an answer? And they didn't have an answer. There is an answer.
What?
It's the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Oh, yeah, right in front of our faces, huh?
It is the most protective document known to mankind that protects us against an unwieldy government. And we're not utilizing it, and we're hiring people, as they said, we're hiring people to go to Congress and state assemblies and senates and destroy that most precious document we have.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about that document in the last 2 years.
Well, you hear about it a lot from Ron Paul and from Alex Jones, but you don't hear about it too much.
But you're not hearing about from the powers that be, which happen to be the citizens.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys talked about these wars, and there hasn't been a war since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these have been a UN police action that's been operated by a bureaucracy that's a complete mess, and it's crippling and crooked.
Good point, Patrick. Good.
And I'm gonna just throw this out at you. Charles Krautheimer wrote an article that came out in our paper yesterday and talking about the WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
And I'm one of these that says, why are we trying to kill the commentator? He's just reporting on what people said and did.
Uh-huh.
But Charles Krautheimer said in response to Hillary Clinton's comments, he said, the problem is not that the purloined cables exposed U.S. hypocrisy or double dealing. Good God, that's the essence of diplomacy. That's what we do. That's what everyone does. That is the most exposing thing that Charles has said that I've heard in a long time.
And
that's all there is.
One of my favorite people.
Yes, and this hypocrisy and double dealing and lying and manipulating and doing what they've done for the last 110 years is it just destroying our constitutional republic. And we're going to have to go back to a gold standard, and we're going to have to go back to our U.S. Constitution, and we're going to have to fight for it. And I think there's going to have to be a revolution to bring us back to that document again. And as many people have said, that you can't get rid of our Supreme Court members, that's not true. They're not in there for life. They're in there until we find that they have complicit destruction of our U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. And that's what Obama has hired in those last two appointments.
Yes.
And what Bush has put in there with his appointments. We have to go back and say, you people are not following our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and we're going to impeach you.
Well, that's
we can do that.
I guess you can impeach a Supreme Court justice. I guess so.
Yes, you can.
Okay, good.
Yes, you can. And don't forget, we have our grand juries, and our grand juries are people that can appoint themselves to be a U.S. grand jury.
a federal grand jury.
We're getting painfully low on time here, yeah. Patrick. Well, so I really want to thank your great caller.
I want to thank those older gals for paying attention.
Okay.
So, God love you.
Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. That was Patrick in Felton. Before we go any further, I want to thank Scott and Live Oak for bringing in a contribution to KSCO. Very, very nice. Scott, thank you so much. And there was a little post-it note, and I'm trying to read it, the handwriting. What was done to the cracks was weapons of mass destruction. That's from Scott and Light. It looks like KRA. I don't know what this means. And Nikki looked at it, and we can't quite figure it out. There's only 2 or 3 minutes left in the program, so there probably isn't time. But next week, Scott, give us a call, 479-1080. Apparently, he said that the phone number, call-in number isn't on the website. I think it is, but if it's not, we will fix it presently. Marshall in Santa Cruz, quick, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to bring some good news. The downtown parade is every Saturday, the first Saturday of December every year, which was today.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot of fun, man. Not many people, a lot of people in the parade, and led by the Santa Cruz High Band.
So it's done already?
It's already done, but maybe people could mark it down for next year, support downtown, and have a good time, and get some holiday cheer, and not listen to so many damn politics.
Okay, yeah, it's a good idea. Okay, all right.
It's a fun parade.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, see you. Here's RC and Aptos, the last caller today. RC, you're on the air.
Hey, what do you know? I'm the last caller.
Yep.
I agree with you, Kay. We should pull out of Afghanistan, and I don't agree with the Keep Fear Alive crowd. That is, the moment we pull out, the Taliban tramples into Pakistan the same day, and then the missiles are in the air.
Well, we'll deal with it if it happens.
We'll deal with it from the outside.
Okay. Listen, wish you could have you on longer, but that's it for the program here. Appreciate it, RC. Less than a minute to go here. Ma, this is a very exciting week, and this to the callers, too, to the listeners. My mother's book, for KSCO, I'm Kay's Whirling, a compilation of commentaries, is being sent to us. We're getting 6 copies to proofread, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the website for people to pre-order if they want. We've sold 2. We've sold 2 of your books in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, I'm
pretty
honored.
Good. Yeah. If you want to sell any, if we'd love to sell some more, you can go get a pre-order at KSCO.com. We have Dr. Stan Monteith in the studio. That means he's going to be hosting or co-hosting the program Perspectives coming up on your favorite radio station, KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We will see you next week.
That's all, folks.
Extend Bush-era tax cuts if the rich have to pay up.
A rare Saturday Senate session called by Democrats to highlight GOP insistence on renewing cuts for even the richest Americans, as Republicans like Lindsey Graham say now is not the time to raise taxes on anyone.
All of us are struggling to try to find a way out of this economic mess.
But New York Senator Chuck Schumer's measure looked to extend the cuts for all incomes up to $1 million.
Bush tax policies have been a failure. We should not repeat them.
Senator Max Baucus's proposal, also defeated, would have extended the cuts for individuals making up to $200,000 and families up to $250,000. Lori London, Fox News Radio.
The federal government will remain open. For now, President Obama has signed legislation to keep the government running as Congress tries to come up with a plan to fund the budget. Congress has yet to pass a single annual spending bill. There is not much hope. in the search for three missing young boys.
Tanner, Alexander, and Andrew Skelton have been missing since Thanksgiving, and authorities in Morenci, Michigan, have called off their formal search. Volunteer Beverly Boubé says she's not ready to give up.
We'll go to some of the backcountry roads and some of the backwoods that we have already searched, but always double check.
Hundreds of police and fire officials have been combing the area of southern Michigan and northern Ohio looking for the missing children of 39-year-old John Skelton, who attempted to kill himself weeks ago and originally claimed the kids were with a female friend. He remains in a Toledo, Ohio jail. Brett Larson, Fox News Radio.
A cargo ship adrift in the Bering Sea. Emergency vessels are en route. Authorities are worried the ship, which has a full load of fuel, could run aground on one of Alaska's remote Aleutian Islands. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Judge goes primetime. Every night at 8 on Fox Business, he's challenging big government, exposing shady D.C. deals, and defending your rights all week long. Freedom Watch every night at 8. Plus, Eric Bolling's at a brand new time, keeping you in the know with all the shocking stories of greed and corruption around the country. Don't miss Follow the Money, weeknights at 9 and Thursdays at 10 on Fox Business, the power to prosper. Is about hard work and forward thinking, building, growing, and that it's called the American dream for a reason. It's why Fox Business pushes the limit.
This administration chooses policy over people.
Close to $4 trillion in federal spending.
Contrary to what Washington wants you to believe, times are tough.
Calling out corruption and standing up to government overregulation, and we'll never quit. It's why we move forward. Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
President Obama handing down 9 presidential pardons.
In the first pardons of his administration, President Obama has forgiven 9 people convicted of crimes including drug possession, counterfeiting, and even mutilating coins. No one well-known is on the list, and some of the crimes date back decades, like a young Marine who made dimes out of pennies in 1963 by clipping the lip off and then using the coins in vending machines. Presidential pardons often come in the year-end holiday season, and sometimes they can be very controversial, like when President Bill Clinton pardoned fugitive financier Mark Rich at the end of his presidency. Sal Giancarlo, Fox News Radio.
In Columbus, Ohio, police say Eric Hamilton was fired from a Tory warehouse Thursday night and returned hours later with a gun and fatally shot a 20-year-old co-worker. Cops say 18-year-old Hamilton had been arguing with Donald Dameron over a girl. The warehouse, which handles online orders for Toys R Us, was locked down after the shooting. Hamilton was arrested hiding in the cellar of his home. You can fly through Spain again.
Spanish government threatened to arrest them if they didn't come back to work. So air traffic controllers started returning on day 2 of their strike, but not before more flights.